Scott Peter Goodmanson, Goodmanson.ca. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? No. My family has lived on a small acreage on the shores of Langford Lake and the North Slope across the road for over 90 years. 4 generations of my family have lived on the same property and done most of their schooling in Langford. At present, my parents still live there. My wife and I hope to build a house on the same property so to be closer to my parents as they get older and allow the 5th generation, our daughter, to live there as well and continue with the family history on the property. Members of the 6th generation who live far away, visit as well. Langford is in my blood, and I want the very best for it. What is your occupation, and for how long? Landscaper 30 plus years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. Why are you running? What's your motivation? For far too long I have watched the residents of Langford being ignored and disrespected. I don't believe public officials should ever be shouting down residents who come to meetings, or act in a manner that can cause residents or other elected officials to feel humiliated, threatened, or bring them to tears. At all times, public officials should be encouraging public participation. There is the feeling that many of the residents of Langford are ready for a change to a positive, inclusive, path forward. City Hall should be there to protect and support its residents, not ignore them. Someone needed to stand up and be there for the residents of Langford. What are your top 3 issues? Voter engagement. Only 18% of voters came out to cast a ballot in the previous civic election. For the 3rd fastest growing city in Canada, we need a far higher turnout to give City Hall a true sense of what Langford wants and needs. Community planning that encourages public participation in a regular and informative process to allow City Hall to truly see the needs and wants of residents. Responsible development that is based on informed community planning, to create real community, not just rows of houses, that meets the needs of the residents, the environment, the affordability and housing crisis, and the economy. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? 25 years from now, I would love for Langford to be a community that has been leading the region in positive community engagement, regular and informative community planning, and responsible development. A community where the needs of the residents, the environment, and the economy are all equally balanced and given true thought and consideration. A community filled with thoughtful centers of development that include a broad variation of residential and economic development. A community where actual access to parks and green space is not something for council chamber arguments, but proudly agreed upon by residents and elected officials alike. A community where the residents are encouraged and are happy to participate in all levels of the civic process. What's one big idea you have for your community? A true green space plan that actually nestles in and connects to all parts of the city with both large and small parks combined, that both residents and the development community are proud to stand behind.